Welcome to the North Dakota Car Show Caravan on KRJB, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Findlay. I'm Rugby. Hop in for the next 8 weeks as we travel around eastern North Dakota, taking in the sights, sounds, and stories of some of the most classic vehicles in the Red River Valley. We kick off our car show caravan in the place where the idea for this journey began, Findlay. I revved up my engine out to Steele County, finding over two dozen rides of all shapes, colors, and sizes. Let's start with Stephen Richards. Steve and his family own and operate S&D Auto Repair, and classic cars are certainly their passion, even one that's nearly 100 years old. It's not your conventional classic, but one that certainly catches your eye. Steve, we kind of kicked this idea around a few months ago, and we thought, man, I saw this vehicle last fall at a show in Galesburg, or at the event at Pork Butt Cookoff in Galesburg, and I thought, man, this would be so cool to tell stories like this on KRJB, and you thought, let's do it. So tell us a little bit about this vehicle. There's a great story behind it about this Chevy.
It is a 1948 Chevy Wrecker. An actual wrecker with a bed and everything. Most of them just had a wrecker boot, usually rolled on the frame. We bought it south of Fargo, half wrecked. We had to put a new front clip on it. We re-stubbed the front half of the frame, put a small block Chevy in it, power steering, power brakes. Swapped the rear end out now, so that's what all we've really done. Some nice wheels and drives down the road good.
And there's still more work to be done, I'm sure.
There's probably a little tinkering here and there, but that's pretty much how it's going to be now, I think.
And this is kind of the signature piece. It's kind of on the lot, sometimes inside, maybe when it gets to the winter time. Was this your first find, or did you have other finds before this one?
Well, I've rebuilt and fixed different cars. We have a couple 80 Camaros, an 81 Camaro, old Buicks, stuff like that. But this is probably the first more rat rod or patina project, I guess you could call it.
You guys have brought a couple. Your dad drove one in here as well. Tell me a little bit about that one.
That one is a 1980 Camaro. Pretty much all bone stock, original motor, factory AC that all works. Well, just like 1980.
What's next on the list? You have your eye on something, or?
We got a couple projects still we're working on, but we've been pretty much focused on the shop work and customer stuff now. So,
of course, you're helping out with your basic auto repair, but you do some other things as well, some small AC units and things of that nature.
Yeah, we do AC repair. We do a lot of old cars, get them running, get them fixed up, motor swaps, tranny swaps, put overdrive in them. We do pretty much almost anything.
Kind of serving, of course, the West Trail, East Steele County, and areas beyond.
Yeah, we've had lots of customers from down by Jamestown up to Devil's Lake. We've got a customer that comes. We've got a pretty wide area.
Well, that's Steve Richards here on our S&D Auto Repair North Dakota Car Show Caravan. And Stephen, enjoy the rest of the day. Good to kick it off here in Findlay. And if you need some good repairs, whether your car is from 1929 or from 2019,
yep,
come on down to S&D Auto Repair and get those fixed up. Steve, thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks to Steve and the Richards family for helping us kickstart this caravan. Let's check in with a few other drivers, starting with Leon Montag of Findlay. Leon's blue Mercury Comet certainly dazzled on the lot.
It's a 64 Mercury Comet. I had been looking for one, and one of my boys sent me a picture of it. Of course, I had a flip phone at the time and didn't see a lot of details. He asked me what I thought of the Comet that he had sent me, and I said that was a Comet. And we were headed to Iowa that weekend for family get-together, Thanksgiving weekend, and someone in Fargo had this for sale. He wanted to get rid of it before he had to pay another month of storage. So he was already coming down on his price. I told him, when I went to look at it, he couldn't get it started. I said, what? You need to lower the price to get me to come look at it again? He did. I went and looked at it. He still couldn't get it started. I was convinced it was a fuel pump. So I gave him a lower bid. He took it, and I bought a $50 fuel pump and had it running. So it's just a lot of fun to drive.
I'd say a pretty good investment. So you've done, did you do the coverings there in the interior, or kind of did you make a lot of other major changes, or is it pretty much how you bought it?
It is pretty much how I bought it, other than the seat cover on the front seat, because there is a tear in the front seat. Yeah, it's the old Indian blanket looking thing, and yeah. And we have a car seat in it. My wife did not have a car seat when she grew up, or her next brother, but the third brother in the family, they got a car seat for him, and when they were cleaning house, they found that. Because it's blue vinyl, it matches the car, and we put it in there just for
kicks.
Create conversation.
You said that the paint kind of sells itself. You did a little touch-up with that?
No, not even that. The only thing that I've recently done is the Comet lettering here on the back fender. Most of that was missing. I took what was on there off rather than have it incomplete. So I finally bought a parts car about a month ago, and I got the letters off of that car. So that does kind of finish out the car.
Favorite place that you've taken this vehicle?
Back to the 50s in Minneapolis, I would say. Yep.
What's next on the trip for this ride?
I don't know whether this one, I think we're going to take our other car to back to the 50s. It's because it's not geared for long trips. It's more of a local shorter drive kind of vehicle for us.
Yeah. Leon, anything else you want to mention about this Cobbett here?
Yeah, other than it's basically stock, other than the they look like Krager wheels, but they're actually AWCs. But yeah, that's the only thing about it that is not factory, I guess, other than the paint. I'm sure this was the cream white color when it left the factory, but this dark blue metallic really sells it, and I like blue.
I do too. I tell you what, if you like blue and you like this Comet, you can go on our Facebook page. We'll post the photos up there as well on our KRJB, KRJM, KKCQ Facebook page on our North Dakota Car Show Caravan, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Finley. It's Leon Montek. Leon, thanks for the time. Thanks for the story.
You're very welcome.
Another blue beauty showed some brotherly love. Let's check in with Dennis Broughton, also of Finley. Talking with Dennis Broughton of Finley, and Dennis has drove in with this beautiful blue Chevy, and quite a story on this one, Dennis.
Well, I've had it since 1966, and restored it in about 1990, and been driving it ever since.
You said that your brother kind of played a key role in getting this vehicle.
Well, my other car, the motor went, so I needed a car, so I got this from my friend, had it ever since.
If only us kids these days could get cars like this, just you know, hey, I need this car.
Yeah, well, it's been a good one, and it's something that probably have to pass it down to my daughter.
Do you have any favorite memories, favorite stories from driving this thing around?
Well, we took it back to the 50s in Minneapolis, or in St. Paul, years ago. And, of course, I like it plain looking. Well, my daughter and wife decided that we needed some pins or striping on it. And so they kind of ganged up on me, and they... And then this stuff, what's on there, is not tape, it's paint. So you put it on there, it's on there, and so it's still on there.
You said you've restored it over the years. What kind of work have you done to keep it up?
Oh, went from a six-cylinder straight stick to a 350 with automatic power steering, air conditioning. So.
And is this kind of the last vehicle in the collection? Is this the first and the last? Or are you maybe getting any more for the kids and grandkids?
Well, I got this one way back when. I've got a 38 Chevy sweet rod and a 63 Corvette that the other daughter's claiming. So one daughter gets this one, the other daughter gets the other one.
Dennis Broughton joining us here from Findlay at our North Dakota Car Show Caravan, driven by S&D Auto Repair Findlay. Dennis, thanks for the time. Enjoy this one today.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
I believe Broughton's vehicle was a Bel Air. To be honest, I was so enamored by the beauty of the restoration and the story behind it, I forgot to look. Thanks, Dennis, for the story. Finally, not one but two machines for Larry Hagen from Cloten.
Well, the truck is a 1947 Diamond T, sitting on a 3/4-ton Ford ambulance frame. The one engine is a 1905 Fuller & Johnson, and the six-horse Fuller & Johnson, about a 1915.
How long have you had both of these pieces?
Oh, probably 10 years.
Have you done a lot of work on it? Or?
Yeah, they all need some. You had to make new valves and fuel tanks and whatnot, and this is my red GTO here also.
So now, did you have this growing up when you were a kid, or kind of out and about on the farm, or did you acquire it later on?
Oh, I grew up on a farm and just always had an interest in it.
And anything else that you have in your inventory, in your arsenal of vehicles?
Oh, I got a big 10-horse engine on a steel wheel cart, but it's a little too big to haul it around.
Well, Larry, love the fact you didn't bring just one classic vehicle, but two, if you will. Thanks for that, and thanks for the time here today.
Thank you.
That's all the stories for this first episode of the North Dakota Car Show Caravan, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Findlay. Don't forget, at S&D Auto Repair, they repair more than just vehicles, especially as the temperatures continue to climb. If your AC unit isn't firing on all cylinders, S&D can tune it up and get it back in gear for those dog days of summer. S&D Auto Repair of Findlay, our driver for the North Dakota Car Show Caravan. Give them a call today at 701-524-1553. And again, as Stephen mentioned, they serve a great deal of customers all across North Dakota and beyond. So no distances too far. If you got that classic vehicle you need help fixing up, or if you have, again, those AC units, you can get those fixed up as well. S&D Auto Repair, Findlay, again, 701-524-1553. They fixing cars from 1929 to 2019. You can check out all the photos on our KRJB, KRJM, KKCQ Facebook page. You can also check out the interviews on our website, rjbroadcasting.com, under the North Dakota Car Show Caravan tab. Thanks again to our guests, Stephen Richards of S&D Auto Repair of Findlay, Leon Montag of Findlay, Dennis Broughton of Findlay, and Larry Hagen of Cloten. Taking a look at the rest of our schedule, we'll hit the road to Hillsboro next week for Hillsboro Days. And for the rest of June and into July, we'll keep you updated on some other car shows going on the North Dakota side of the Red River. In July, we'll head to Cooperstown for the Griggs County Fair, Hope for Hope Days, and we'll finish things off at Swank's Car and Crew Show in Castleton. Until then, for KRJB on our North Dakota Car Show Caravan, I'm Rugby. Keep cruising.